This is Fancy Idiot Zach of Lapeer, Michigan. Today you stand before Joe of the House Buttergut, the first of his name, King of the Paddleboarders, Rock Climbers, and the Fist Men, Giggler of the Decrepit Building, Eater of Pizza and Frosting and Creme Brulee, Sniffer of Intern Hands and Wearer of Jerky Gloves and Feces-Filled Hobo Pants, Buyer of Unnecessary Expensive Items, Breaker of Belts, and Protector of Hands from Stickiness. And it is time for Dumber Than the Show Trivia!
A good one.
It is. I haven't heard that in a while.
Joe, you ready to meet your opponent?
Yeah.
His name is Dakota, listens on 94.9 MMQ. Hello, Dakota.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Very good, how are you?
I am overly zealous myself right now. I've been trying for about 2 years.
Excellent. Well, we're ready for you to give it a shot. What do you do for fun?
For fun, I'm actually big into fishing and skiing, but for a living, I work in turf management for a landscape company.
He nice. Said for fun. Not.
Yeah, so you answered both questions, right. Joe.
Yeah.
Joe's fussy because his seat is hot.
Oh, man. You're all about bass and grass.
That's right.
No one rides for free.
Stripe it up good.
Joe, beat it. Dakota, you and Joe each have the same five questions. Joe's in the hallway during your turn, which will last no more than 90 seconds. Joe will have 90 seconds when it's his turn as well. Whoever gets the most right out of five wins. If there is a tie, the lowest time wins. Say pass on any question that you want. We'll come back to all of the ones you pass on one time. Do you have any questions for us, Dakota?
I do not.
Okay, let's do this then. Dakota, your turn on Dumber Than the Show Trivia against Joe for $500 begins in 3, 2, 1. What toy was invented by a Hungarian sculptor in 1974 and is often considered to be the greatest selling toy of all time?
I'm going to say the Rubik's Cube.
What famous actress has Sophia Loren as her godmother and her godfather Steven Spielberg, and her first acting gig was in a commercial when she was less than 1 year old in 1975?
I'm going to say Drew Barrymore.
What immensely popular television series that premiered on HBO on April 17th, 2011. What was the...
True Blood. Oh, sorry.
For what show did actor Frankie Muniz become one of the youngest Emmy-nominated actors ever?
Up in the middle.
What is the number 20 written in Roman numerals?
Double X.
Time.
Yes, that was great. Thank you.
It was
I was so nervous.
You don't know.
It was pretty good. Let's see how Joe does.
I've had a dream where I called in and won, and I'd love it to be true.
Okay, well, I think you stand in a good spot. Hold on, let's see how Joe does.
All right, Joe is coming in now. I've reset the timer after the time was recorded, and the scores were totaled and whatnot. Joe is back at the microphone.
I am.
Joe, when it's your turn, you have 90 seconds. Pass on any question you don't know the answer, and we'll come back to it one time. Do you have any questions for us?
No, that's all.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Your turn, Joe, begins in 3, 2, 1. What toy was invented by a Hungarian sculptor in 1974 and is often considered to be the greatest selling toy of all time?
Pass.
What famous actress has Sophia Loren as her godmother and godfather is Steven Spielberg? Her first acting job was in a commercial when she was less than 1 year old in 1975.
Pass.
What immensely popular television show series premiered on HBO on April 17th, 2011?
Oh, my God. Game of Thrones.
For what show did actor Frankie Muniz become one of the youngest Emmy-nominated actors ever?
Malcolm in the Middle.
What is the number 20 written in Roman numerals?
That would be XX.
What toy was invented by a Hungarian sculptor in 1974 and is often considered to be the greatest selling toy of all time?
Good God.
G.I. Joes. What famous actress had Sophia Loren as her godmother and Steven Spielberg as her godfather? And her first acting job was in a commercial when she was less than 1 year old in 1975.
Julia Roberts?
Time. How'd you do, Joe?
Not great.
Okay.
Well, I got to... I can't even say that. Beats me.
Let's score this game. Dakota, here we go. What toy was invented by a Hungarian sculptor in 1974 and often considered to be the greatest selling toy of all time? If there's one thing I know about Hungarian sculptors, it's that they're into American military toys. Joe said G.I.
Absolutely.
Joe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially ones from like the 1950s.
I know, right? Oh, man.
Dakota said the Rubik's Cube.
No, it's not that. That's not a toy, and it's not one of the greatest selling.
The answer is the Rubik's Cube. 1-0, Dakota.
You know, Joe made me think I was wrong. Jeez.
Uh-huh.
G.I. Joe.
I thought, yeah, that's no toy.
What famous actress had Sophia Loren as her godmother and her grandfather as godfather as Steven Spielberg? First acting job at a commercial was when she was less than 1 year old in 1975.
I'll bet it's Drew Barrymore.
Joe said Julia Roberts. Funny that you place your money on someone else now.
I know, right?
Dakota bet it was Drew Barrymore, and that was a good bet. 2-0, Dakota.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, man. That's awesome.
Let's not get crazy, okay? Hey, come on.
What immensely popular television series premiered on HBO on April 17th, 2011? Joe said Game of Thrones. Dakota said True Blood.
No, it's not that. Finally, I got one.
The answer is Game of Thrones. 2-1. Dakota. For what show did actor Frankie Muniz become one of the youngest Emmy-nominated actors of all time? Joe said Malcolm in the Middle. Dakota said Malcolm in the Middle.
Of course.
Both correct. 3-2, Dakota. What is the number 20
right
written in Roman numerals? Joe said XX. So did Dakota. Both correct. Dakota wins 4-3.
Yes.
Well,
guys, that's
done.
Oh, man. This is awesome.
When Dakota finished extraordinarily fast,
oh, yeah,
he said, oh, my God, that was cool. Thanks, guys.
Wow.
Yep.
Damn it.
Guys,
oh, yeah.
I hopped off my mower and just went to the quietest place on this property.
You did a great job.
Yeah.
He would have killed me on time, too,
oh,
right?
Wasn't even close.
Oh, yeah. It was
of course.
110-40.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
yeah. That's
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah. It's
that's
a,
big,
that's a
man.
Couple seconds.
What a gap. I can't believe
you
did it again.
Even if the answer had been G.I. Joe, you weren't going to win. All right, Dakota, do we have his information? He's good. Dakota, have a great day.
You too. I love you guys.
See you, bud. Nice. Thank you.